Agwande, and welcome to Untold Story, Who is South Africa? A series that tells the untold history and the unsung heroes of our country, which needs to be part of the South African classroom. And I am Phindile Karisa Masanabo, your host. South Africa is a besting untold story, its history often reduced to apartheid and its atrocities. That not only erases us as a people, but erases the very existence of those that came before us. As abantu abanzima, we should always remember that we're not defined by apartheid, but it certainly defines our current lived conditions. To give you a little background about me, I grew up in Somaroboko, which is just outside Gauteng, forming part of iKwaNdebele, a homeland created under the administration of the notorious National Party for Southern Ndebele people. Growing up in Somaroboko, iKwaNdebele, a homeland, made me understand that disposition was far much greater than discrimination. Being discriminated while you don't have resources, it's far much worse, because someone has the power to subjugate and control you, because you are nothing without resources. And I understood it as means of being removed from economic participation, because my ancestors and other tribes once occupied lands that we now consider as economic hubs, like the Witwatersrand, White Ridges. But now they were shipped to small dry land, close enough for them to be laborers in these industries and in the farms, their very own farms, but they were laborers there, but far enough from them from actually participating in the economy. Their very own isiXwabati, which Ubaba Skhosana terms as the economy. It's a metaphor. IsiXwabati in the Ndebele culture, it's basically when someone is hosting a ceremony, family and friends gather to give that person gifts, money or be it blankets or whatever, but they're giving those gifts to that person. But now imagine it's your yard and you find now that you're not the host anymore. You're not even the owner anymore. And the people that are sharing, they are not even family. They come from far lands. You don't even know them. You're not even getting a piece of the pie. So that's how I've always linked disposition to economic participation and been discriminated. So in this series, it's things that I try to explain, or things that I try to use to bring us to ourselves. Growing up, I was always interested in why, how, but most importantly, I was interested in who am I, to a point where I knew my clan names at a very young age and my family history. And I even changed the way I pronounced my surname because now I knew the history behind it. I understood that for me to be uMasanabo, it was an act of rebelling against a king, a vile king that wanted to marry one of Mahubane's daughters. And he set his foot down and said no, and decided that he wasn't going to stand for it, and decided to escape along with his kid. So when dawn came, the king had realized that uMasanabo escaped with the kids, and he therefore said, uSenabo, uMasanabo. And for me, learning those little parts about me, it changed the perception of how I feel as a black person in South Africa, because I've always felt that, was always told that we were uncivilized, but I'm actually understanding that, no, we were civilized. It's just that people are choosing to twist and turn our history however it suits their narrative for whatever reasons. And it's an awakening that I feel everyone else must have. Episodes of Untold Story, Who is South Africa, will be uploaded once every second Sunday. And I want you guys to feel free and engage the content. You can interact with me on my socials. My Twitter handle is Phindi_Masanabo and my Insta handle is PS_Masanabo. Till we meet for episode 1, goodbye friend, and that's it for me. Ayibe Mathongo Amnandi.